When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Mariam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Mariam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you.
Hi, everyone. We're back for another episode of The Guinea Pig. And at the time of record, Fee and I are gearing up for our summer holidays.
That's right. So we thought we'd turn our attention to being beach ready. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Things that I'm going to be doing to get myself beach ready this season. I've done some of them, thanks to you, Mariam. So for the first time ever, I had Botox injected under my armpits, which I'd heard about, but I'd never tried. And I was a bit worried that if I did Botox my armpits, that I'd have smelly shoulders or something. You know? Like, does it come out the back or something?
So for those of you out there who don't know, botulinum toxin can be used for lots of different reasons, not just the crow's feet or the lines, the number 11 lines in between your eyebrows, but there's hundreds and hundreds of application uses for botulinum toxin. And one of them is for something called axillary hyperhidrosis. And that's just a really big word for sweaty underarms. So people who suffer from, you know, if you're wearing a white blouse or a t-shirt and you see ring marks, it can be really embarrassing and make one feel very self-conscious. And so the use of botulinum toxin, I use that word because Botox is a specific type of botulinum toxin. But botulinum toxin can be used to decrease the amount of sweat secretion from the underarms. And basically, there's a lot of different ways that we can decrease sweat. So one is like aluminum salts. Two, you can actually take oral medication, which would also function to decrease the secretion of sweat. I mean, I think it's pretty excessive, but you could have local excision of the sweat glands where you remove some of the, they're called acrine sweat glands. So you can actually surgically remove them.
That can't be good for you though,
well,
can it?
There's
I mean,
a lot
you've
of,
got a sweat from somewhere,
well,
haven't you?
You know, interestingly enough, everybody always worries about that, but your whole body is covered in these glands. And so just because you remove some in one area doesn't mean that you're not going to sweat. So you're just going
That's
to have a
little
bit.
That's so interesting, because I always thought, although I'd never tried it, but when I tried it, I did think, you know, what happens? Where's my sweat going?
No, it's not. It's not that you're not secreting the sweat anymore. It's just you're not secreting it from that area anymore.
Will I secrete more from other areas?
It would be minimally, because it would probably be dispersed. Anything that would be, it would be minimally visible. It's not like you would see all of a sudden
trickling down the back of my knee or something.
No, nothing like that. It would be more evenly dispersed. But no. Then there is something that I did not know about, but you could do endoscopic transthoracic sympathothectomy, which is to use electrocautery to destroy, yes, exactly, to destroy some of the fibers that create the secretion of sweat, and it has a very high success rate, but you know, there's a lot of complications with that, and I think that's very excessive.
I'm not doing that.
Then there's botulinum toxin, which is blocks the release of sweat, the secretion of sweat, by blocking the release of something called acetylcholine, and it's basically small intradermal injections into the underarms, into the each of the axillas, and it has a reduction in most people in the high or mid 90s. So a very high success rate for people, and it can last anywhere between 4 and 8 months. I mean, most people are, it's closer to about, you know, 6 to 7 months.
So but it gets you very through the summer. High,
yes. Yeah. It gets you through half the year. I mean, if you're somebody who actually, and you know, there's different levels of axillary hyperhidrosis. So there are some people who just don't want to have any sweating during the summer because they think it, in, you know, it's just not attractive. They don't want to have, you know, armpits yeah. marks or anything yeah. like that. But then there are others who really have significant amounts of sweating.
Yeah.
And it can, you know, you sometimes you meet them, they can be pouring sweat.
I know exactly. Somebody is so clearly in my mind right now.
Really? Or like, you know, their hands, their yes. feet. I have a lot of younger.
Hands are not
yes,
great.
It's, you know, you could use botulinum toxin in those area, palms of the feet. So that's, it's a really nice treatment to help. It's, you know, it takes a few minutes to do. It takes a couple of days to kick in, and it can make you feel relatively stress-free for the summer and give you more confidence and let you wear, you know, different things that you might not wear and be a little bit less self-conscious during those warmer months.
So I came to see you, I think, about 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And you put about 6 small injections into each armpit.
So I do it based on the size of the area. I don't remember
huge.
Exactly.
They were
no.
No, but I've got actually, you know, they're not hideous, but they're not tiny, weeny, little, pretty armpits. I've got, you know, I'm a big girl with a big old armpit. And I'm a normal size.
Yes, you're
I'm
normal,
an average
but
size
like, yes.
woman, but they're
so,
not, you know,
but it's not really the,
armpits,
it's really the quantity of the botulinum toxin that's been injected. So there are different kinds of botulinum toxin.
Okay.
There's Botox, there's Dysport, there's Azelor. So it's
what did
basically,
you put in me?
I use Botox in you and,
in a kind of a circle around my armpit.
I did. But, you know, interestingly, there are a few other things out on the market. I've been hearing about Miradry, for instance, which is a new product that was FDA approved in America, which means it had gone through some stringent testing in 2015 to help eliminate underarm hair and odor glands. So they found in these patients that sweat decreased for wow. 90% of patients at about 82%. So that's actually pretty high. And it's a different sort of way. So botulinum toxin is a series of injections. This is using microwave, non-invasive microwave treatment to preferentially target the area under the skin where sweat glands reside. And so it's basically very localized thermolysis, which means it's using heat and energy to destroy or decompose by heat those sweat glands. There's been a lot of procedures, you know, about 6,000 of these to date that I read about. And it's kind of an interesting option out there. The difference between that is usually you have two procedures 3 months apart from each other, and you can have a few side effects. So you can have a little bit of swelling, redness, tenderness, numbness, and tingling, and that can actually last anywhere from 1 to 6 to 7 weeks. So it's not without potential downside, but initially...
Certainly not if you're about to go, because I had laser under my arms a few years ago, and the hair never came back.
No.
So, and I'm fair. So that was already kind of a plus.
Yes.
And then this, I must say, with the Botox that you injected within 3-4 days,
I really noticed
that it stopped. And I was curious as to whether that I don't get a huge amount of body odor, but you know, there are times where I get some body odor, and it's still there very mildly occasionally in the same way that it would be, and I still use deodorant.
Interesting. So basically, you wouldn't normally have, with botulinum toxin, you wouldn't have a compensatory sweating, you know, elsewhere. But I think odor comes from a combination of things. It's a combination of a little bit of sweat in conjunction with, you know, skin flora, like different types of bacteria that sit on the skin, and any pollutants in that region as well. So, and hormones can affect that as well. So it's really more of a composition or a compilation of different things coming together sort of to create the odor as opposed to just sweating. So the Miradry is what that's what it was initially made for, was to take away the odor aspect
yes.
of it. I haven't tried it. I've seen it at conferences, but I just thought it was interesting. I think it is a little bit more something people have to you know, you have to have thought about it in advance. So if you want to be dry for the summer, for instance, then you need to think about this probably closer to January, February, so you have enough time to get in the treatment.
And also, yes.
And to maybe you might need some top-ups. And I think that's
a very expensive treatment?
I do believe it is expensive. I think it costs a few thousand pounds to do, for instance.
And whereas the Botox would cost?
Would cost about anywhere between, you know, £600 and £800.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's more of an investment. But if you end up being one of the statistics where it works, then, you know, then you have a longer term decrease
sweating. With the hands, which I also have, I mean, in the summer, my hands definitely get quite sort of clammy, one of my favorite words. But I think you
clammy
said
is different. So, yes, well, you could always
my
do
hand,
it.
What, how would you describe that? Clammy or sweaty?
No, I wouldn't describe that as sweaty.
One of those really kind of horrible handshakes. I don't want to be the person with the...
You're not.
They shake their hands and it's like you've just met a fish. You know,
but actually I have patients who've come in, you know, they can be young, they can be in their teens, and literally there's sweat, you know, dripping from their hands. And so that's really debilitating. They don't want to...
No, it's horrible. And it gives a really bad message, unfortunately.
Of course it does, because people also think that you're nervous all the time or you've done perhaps drugs or, you know, like something... Silly, but you know, so it's actually a very unfortunately impactful, you know, for and very debilitating. It can be very debilitating, and so you can actually put. It's a little bit more uncomfortable. So in the axilla or the underarms, it's you know, it takes a few seconds, and it's not that bad. In the hand, because the skin is thicker in this area, it is. I usually use numbing cream in that area, and I might have them sit with it for about 10-15 minutes because it is a little bit more uncomfortable.
And is that something that
beneficial.
People commonly come to you for?
It's not common, but yes, I do have, and I have a lot of. It's oftentimes. Teenagers with their parents.
Funny enough, yes.
And they say, you know, for instance, they complain on their hands and their feet, but at least the feet, they say, you know, what if I'm wearing socks? No one really notices. But a hand, you walk into a room, you want to shake somebody's hand. Yes, it's very.
And is it? Well, you say teenagers, so is that something that passes?
It can pass. It can be hereditary. It cannot pass. So it doesn't necessarily. All of these. Conditions can be waxing and waning.
I had to leave a boyfriend once because he was too sweaty.
Oh no. Yeah. And you know, a lot of men also come in. I do it sometimes even on the forehead and the scalp for men who have less hair. So if they do sweat, it's much more noticeable, and I can use some botulinum toxin in that area.
If he'd known you, the whole course of my history could have been
might have been different.
Yeah. But I literally had to leave him because he was too sweaty. I know that makes me a terrible shallow person, but it kind of was just.
That's where you're showing how it can be so disruptive to your poor ex-boyfriend, for instance. And then there is another treatment that the clinic where I am right now used to use quite frequently, which is called iontophoresis, which is you can use on your hands and feet. It's been around since the 1940s, and has a good success rate in about 80 to 90 people. And that's where you use a mild electric current that's passed through water and then through the skin surface. So you immerse your hands or your feet. So it's only good for those parts of the body that you can do for about 15 to 40 minutes, three times a week until you've achieved the desired result. And you just maintain it whenever you feel that the sweating has come back. Obviously, this is not something that you could use if you're pregnant, if you have a pacemaker, metal implant, or you know you can't wear jewelry, anybody with these
bracelets. Nor can you have Botox if you're pregnant, though. Can you?
No, you can't have. You actually shouldn't be doing any aesthetic treatment.
So if you're pregnant, just switch off. Basically,
enjoy.
This show's not for you.
No, you can think about what you might want to do after you're done. That's the beauty of.
We have other products to talk about for you pregnant
ladies out there. But I think actually botulinum toxin is a very effective way to diminish the amount of sweating in the targeted area, whether it's the hands, the feet, the underarms. I've done in the groin before, in the forehead, in the scalp itself.
Really?
So it's a very nice treatment. You know, it's relatively quick. It doesn't have much downside to it.
Okay. So what else are we doing for the summer? We've been testing some fake tans.
Oh, yes.
And that's been very exciting. I've never heard Mariam as excited as when she tried out a very old friend of mine, Amanda Harrington's new product.
Who we're going to ask to come on the show, actually. I've also met her too before. So she used to very kindly come to my house and paint and sculpt my body with fake tan. So it was quite, it was back in the days when I actually had some free time for to indulge in such a luxury as that. But that was many, many moons ago, actually. I think it was probably
her company still exists.
Yes.
It's called Impala, and it's great. You can look it up and you can book somebody to come around and give you a fake tan. And what it does is it just gives you much more kind of natural looking. It's brilliant.
Her technique is brilliant.
Her product is brilliant. We've both tried it and we both love it. And we love it so much that she's going to come on the show and talk about what makes it stand out. But we also looked at a product called All Even for those of you who don't
want to have a leave-on tan.
So
Amanda Harrington's tan is a very easy and orchestrated system of tanning that can be used by even the
dumbest.
Yeah, well, you know, the most. So, just as a backup, I'm a very low maintenance person, and so I'm not a big makeup person. Using applications with brushes are generally very difficult for me. But Amanda's tan was painless, smellless. And my husband usually, you know, wants to go sleep in the guest room the nights that I have a fake tan because of the odor that's associated with it. And even after I showered the next day on my nice white towels, I did not have brown on them, which I thought was really important.
It's so very unsmelly. And both of us found that we could do it in about 10 minutes,
yes,
the whole body, which is unbelievable.
It is.
You know, the kit comes with gloves. But
so then that's one option, is an actual fake tan that gradually becomes stronger with use and you can repeat it. The second is the one that Fee used, All Even.
What's interesting about this is it's not a fake tan, but it's tan color. And unlike Mariam, who has very even colored skin, I have skin. So the top of my arms have got a lot of blotchy color on them. My legs, actually, I've always, you know, since I was at school, I was the one with the blotchy skin. And so if I do want to wear a sleeveless dress or get my legs out for the summer, one of the things that disturbs me is about sort of like the red blotches and the color patching that I have on my body. So All Even is perfect for me because it's a hydrated, tinted protection that goes on the body. I mean, I tell you, it's so good that it's what Beyonce wears on her body when she's on stage. There's a body serum that you put on, which is lovely, and it's got a very nice light smell. There's a face airbrush foundation that you can use, but the body, it's a sort of very, very, very light body foundation, but it completely evens out your skin. And even more amazingly, it kind of doesn't come off on your clothes. It doesn't come off on your sheets. You know, you can go out wearing it. You get this very, very even, light, beautiful color. It comes in a few colors. Even finish on your skin, and it's kind of great because, I mean, I had to, again, because I'm not used to using stuff like that, I think it's very worthwhile giving yourself a practice go before, don't put it on just before you go out, because I had to figure out, you know, how to get my arms up in the air and sort of get the back of my arms and get to the heart part and, you know, can I smush it in? But I found it very easy to use. It comes out in like a very, very fine mist and it lands very evenly on the body. And I think if you don't like fake tan, but you want to have a very even glowy look,
I can't wait to try it.
It's a great alternative.
And then I also wanted to mention a favorite of mine, all time favorite, which has SPF in it. It is called Tan Cream. It's a body, as opposed to these other two that we were mentioning that are both for face and body. Tan Cream is a sun protection with an SPF of 50. So it's a very high coverage from UVA and UVB, but it's also an instant bronzer and self-tanning. So I use this all in the summertime on my body. So it not only protects me from the sun, but it gives me a gentle glow. And
so
I haven't had any problems.
At the beginning or the end of the day when you apply that?
So I mean, the first thing I do in the morning in the summertime, if I'm on a holiday, is after I wash my face, I put SPF on. I mean, I put vitamin C on my face and then I put SPF on. And on my body, I put SPF as well. So we'll talk about this a little bit later too, about the different kinds of SPF that
are out
there.
We're going to do a big SPF as you know, it's a big subject.
It's a big topic. So there are different kinds. Just as a little preview, there are different kinds of SPF out on the market. There's a physical protections and then there's chemical protection. And And physical is the one, you know, you think about like wearing a UV shirt. It's the one that makes you really white. It reflects light. Whereas the chemical one is something that actually has to sit in your skin for a few minutes. And that's why sometimes sun protection says you must wear 20 minutes before going out into the sun, because it actually has to absorb into the skin before it can then absorb the UV rays. So there are different kinds of sun protection out there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
But the first thing that I do is I put this sort of SPF on. So it does give me a little bit of color, and it's an instant bronzer.
And because not all fake tans have got SPF in them.
Most of them don't.
It's also worth asking a couple of the kind of questions that people ask me about fake tan are, you know, how long do they last? I think Amanda's safely, we can say that it can last sort of very, very well for about up to about 8 to 10 days.
She does say that you can reapply as needed. Yeah. So the nice thing is it comes with a sort of primer moisturizer prior to putting it on, and which builds up, and then you can continue using that to help elongate the tan. I think the 8 to 10 days, it really varies on your own.
How often you,
how much you exercise, how
much
often how much you sweat, and also what other activities you do. So for instance, if you take a oil bath every night and you scrub yourself with, you know, exfoliants, or you're at the gym, you know, rubbing your face or your body with a towel because you're sweating so much, all of those obviously impact how long a fake tan goes on. I think my tans last a little bit less long than 8 days, but that's okay because I like to also have like newly exfoliated skin.
She's also done a really beautiful kind of body care range that kind of goes along with this, with her fake tan. So there's a great body scrub in there. So you can really, you know, you can scrub a lot of it'll come off. What I love about having it at home and not having to rely on somebody to come round is that things like my hands and my feet are always the first for it to come off. So, you know, you wash your hands all the time, you wash your feet. There's a different spray for the face. So I reapply just a really, really light amount. Her brushes
are divine.
The brushes that you put it on with, or if you want to maybe shade your calf or different parts of your body, it's really, really
a little high tech for me. We need to have some classes.
I would never
be able to shade in my body. And I can't wait to have her on.
So she's great. And also, you know, you can go on Instagram, you can see how to. That's what's so brilliant about all of these products. But the great thing about All Even is you can go out looking completely, as they say on the bottle, all even. You can even fall into bed drunk and not wash it off, but it comes off in the shower the next day. So it's great.
One I haven't tried is that, will this one stain my white sheets if I don't shower before I go to bed?
And for those of you who are going home, you know, you never know how lucky you can get in the night out wearing All Even, is that it's not going to, you know, it's not going to come off on the sheet. So you can be perfect to his eyes all night. But it's got, you know, it's got little touch-up bits for if you have, you know, like a concealer treatment. It's a very, very well-considered range as well, and very, very easy to use. The thinking about giving your skin as good a glow as you can possibly get before you put these products on. And I think both All Even and Amanda Harrington have thought about the kind of the quality and the glow and the moisture of the skin before you apply this fake tan. I just think fake tans have come so far.
Well, they have gone so far because, as you know, I mean, we know how damaging the UV rays are for our skin in terms of skin cancer and in terms of aging. So, you know, while we need it for for also we do need some sun for skin health and body health and generalized yeah. mental health, well-being. We need to also protect our skin, and so in certain cultures having a tan is really quite nice.
So the thing about fake tans is that, don't you remember that when fake tans were first around, we used to go to these places on a sort of, we used to go to and stand in a cubicle in that
like
kind of
tan,
bond,
I still
like
do that
a tan
sometimes.
Place. And we'd stand like when you're going through passport control with your
yes,
hands up.
And
hands back. And so I went with
lift up one breast, lift up the other one.
Just sort of hold your hands out, hoping your breasts would do it for you. And then you'd come out and try not to touch anything for about 12 hours. And I used to go to this place in West London, and I was with my really great friend, Sky, who I'm going to name and shame. And we went to this tanning place, and we booked a kind of double. And
You're tanning together?
So we were going to tan one after the other, into the cubicle. And the thing about Sky is that she is the most modest person I've ever met in my life. And even though I've known her for 400 years, I've never seen her with her clothes off. And we have been on holidays, had children together, you know, spent weekends. I take my clothes off at the drop of a hat. I'd walk down to the corner shop to buy a packet of, you know, crisps, start naked. I don't think twice about it. I'm always walking around naked. And Sky, I've never seen without her clothes on. So it's kind of a joke between us that she's so modest and I'm so immodest. Anyway, we check in for this double bill of self-tan, and I go in first, and I stand in that position. I've got the arms up, and then I turn around, and the arms are up, and I do me, and I come out, and I have to turn my back while Skye drops her towel, and she goes into the next cubicle to get her tan. And suddenly I hear this screaming, because in between the two tans, we hadn't realized that they they clean it with detergent, right? So she's suddenly been coated in, you know, fairy liquid or whatever it's spraying to clean. So she hurls herself out of the tanning room, screaming, and covered in foaming cleaning products, and I'm hysterical laughing because I've seen her naked for the first time. Right, and I was like, if that's what it took, and she's like so mortified.
You were worried about her burning her
not
skin
remotely
off with
the, all she worried about was me seeing her naked. Aww. And she's scrabbling after that. I was crying laughing. Anyway, that's my favorite.
Did she end up having the fake tan?
She always ends up having a fake tan, that one. Yeah, she ended up having her fake tan, but I don't think we've ever laughed so much together as when she came out covered in sort of fairy liquid and bubbles because she got the detergent instead of
that
the
is so
instead
hilarious.
Of the so we've come a long way.
Actually,
I say,
you
in the
know, you
world.
Say that that's a long time ago, but I have a really lovely girl. If I really feel like I need a quick little tan, I WhatsApp Sophie, and she's over with her, you know, little tent. She comes into my bathroom, pitches it up, and she gives me a nice little refresh. I don't do it very often because I don't think of it in enough time. I have to think of it, you know, 2 days before something important as opposed to the half an hour before I'm about to leave. So, but once in a while she'll come over, and I still stand in that tent with my hands up in the air, and my daughter
yes,
comes in.
Doing that.
Mommy, what are you doing?
I would say the only thing that is tricky about DIY self-tanning, and I spoke to Amanda and we'll speak to her more about this, is that I can't get my hands down, you know, doing my back is tricky. So unless you can master all those sort of yoga positions where you can get a hand up and a
but
hand
funny
down
enough,
in
if
mid-back,
you
and she's developing a brush.
But funny enough, if you ever look at the back of your, I mean, if you took a picture of the back of your back and you compared it to, for instance, your face or your arms, they're not always the same color. So for instance, when I used her tan, my back was not, I am quite ambidextrous and I can reach in all kinds of, you know, I'm also double jointed, so I can reach quite a lot. Mine blended in quite nicely, despite the fact that I obviously didn't have somebody else applying the product on my back.
But I think knowing that you can get a long brush to help apply it makes a big difference as well.
And you need a three-way mirror or something
as you,
like that.
Just to get down the back bit. Couple of other things that I thought I might like to guinea pig before the summer is those irritating bits of sort of whilst I'm trying to get my body into beach shape, which, I mean, let's face it, it's never really going to happen. But, you know, you start thinking about these things and you think, I want to get in shape for summer, and every magazine and everything you see is telling you to. There was a moment where I thought about having liposuction on my hips and on my kind of back boobs, which I've discussed before, not a favourite part of my body. And I went to see a doctor, and it was quite interesting because although I do have some fat on my hips and I do have some fat around the back of my armpits, what I thought was my kind of waist fat and back fat and, you know, the handle.
Bra fat.
You know, that if you can pinch an inch, well, I can, you know, I can pinch a lot more than an inch. But He took a handful of my waist in his hands and he said, this isn't fat, this is your skin. And as we've said before, and as I say ad nauseum, I'm 57. You know, it's my skin is not as tight as it once was. So I was partly quite kind of shocked and also a little bit relieved to know that I wasn't, it's not all fat. You know, some of it is just skin and that's fine. I can accept that. But I am going to go and try some cool sculpting.
So the cool sculpting is, yes, I think it's a great way to get rid of stubborn little pockets of stubborn fat. So it doesn't necessarily tighten skin, although some people may disagree with that comment. It's mainly for fat reduction. So it's a cryolysis, which means it's freezing the fat and then that fat is then destroyed and then slowly gets absorbed through the body and you no longer have that fat. So like liposuction, once you've removed the fat cell does not come back. It right. only, you can only get bigger in other fat cells, but not in the ones that you can't increase the number of fat cells that you have. So I think
like
it would
my
be
ankles.
What about your ankles?
Well, just like if I lose the fat on my hips, am I going to get fat ankles?
I would hope not. But, you know, it is true that if you do lose fat in certain areas, if you do large quantities of liposuction and then you gain a large amount of weight, you will still, the fat that you can't take away all the fat. So some of the fat that's there will get larger. It's called hypertrophy, but you can get disproportionate fat yeah. accumulation in a place that perhaps you wouldn't yeah. have had before.
Well, I know this because as we've discussed, I've had a tummy tuck. And so when I do put on a few pounds, I don't put it on in my tummy. I put it on maybe a little bit in my upper tummy, under my breasts, and I can put it on in my back and my hips. So the weight goes
disproportionately.
To a different place.
Yes,
it's exactly what you're
different.
Saying.
So I'm excited for you to try that too.
How many treatments generally do you have of something like Cool Sculpting?
You can have anywhere from 1 to 3, and then you might want to top up. It depends. It is dependent, in my opinion, on the person who's administering it and how your body reacts. So.
Okay, where are you going to send me?
I'm going to send you to Malucci, London.
Oi.
Excited?
I can't wait. I am excited, actually.
So that's it for today. Thank you for listening. We're going to be back in 2 weeks' time.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Guinea Pig Podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Getting caught in the wrong shoes can interrupt your plans for the day. Like when that 10% chance of rain ends up looking more like 100%. When the transition to fall and winter feels more like experiencing every season on the same day, there's the Allbirds Mizzle Collection. These shoes were made for misty morning walks, surprise snow days, and anything a trip to the dog park might bring. The whole collection brings together water-repellent technology and classic style, so you can stay warm, dry, and comfy during your everyday adventures. Cross off errands with the splash protection on the Wool Runner Mizzle. Dash through cold and wet weather with all-condition traction and reflective details on the Wool Dasher Mizzle. Or upgrade to next-level protection with the Mudguard on the Wool Runner-Up Mizzle Plus. Go to allbirds.com and use code FRESHSOCKS for a free pair of socks with your purchase. allbirds.com, code FRESHSOCKS.